Earlier this week, a U.S.-Canadian task force focused much of the blame for the largest blackout in U.S. history on First Energy Corporation. A Senate subcommittee heard yesterday from federal energy regulators who said the massive blackout in August could have been avoided. Longtime First Energy customers are particularly sensitive to the embattled power company's poor track record. For member station WCPN in Cleveland, Janet Babin reports.
First Energy is one of the nation's largest investor-owned electric utilities, serving more than 4 million customers in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Most energy industry insiders fully expected the task force to come down hard on the company. Paul Sidkevich is a professor at the University of Florida and used to work for the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
First Energy dropped the ball by not notifying other system operators of what was going on in their system. They were not aware of what was going on in the system due to their energy management system servers going down, which seems almost inexcusable.
The report points to three failed First Energy power lines in Ohio for causing the massive outage that cut power to about 50 million people. It also cites the Akron-based company's malfunctioning computer system and under-trained operators for failing to contain the blackout. But First Energy President Anthony Alexander maintains that the company shouldn't take sole responsibility for the blackout.
The three power lines failing in Ohio clearly would have impacted local service. Those three lines do not describe why that local outage went beyond our system.
Ohio Citizen Action is Ohio's largest environmental group. It's been battling First Energy for years over problems at the Davis-Bessie nuclear power plant. The company is also under federal scrutiny for troubles at the Toledo area facility. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission shut it down last year after discovering that acid had eaten a hole in a reactor lid. Ohio Citizen Action Shari Weir characterizes First Energy's response to the interim blackout report as typical of how it handles outside criticism.
First Energy is treating this as they treat everything else. It wasn't our fault. Don't blame us, and we're not going to do anything.
But First Energy officials disagree, and some of First Energy's customers are more forgiving. The Nestle Food Processing Plant near Cleveland is a mammoth interconnection of churning chrome machines. The 400,000-square-foot facility is one of First Energy's largest customers. Plant manager Kurt Norpell explains that the machines are forming what will eventually become frozen cream chip beef dinners.
That folds this carton into that form. From there, we're placing, the product we're running today is cream chip beef, into the cartons, which then get further down the line, gets sealed for freshness.
Norpell says First Energy worked hard to help his company get back power and has been a reliable energy provider since the plant opened in the 1960s. But small business owner Bridget McGinty says she didn't get any special treatment when her power shut down last August.
3 pounds of fruit salad, 3 brownies, and 6 cheesecakes.
McGinty's nascent catering and lunch business lost thousands of dollars in spoiled food and missed customers because of the outage. She laments First Energy's grip on her business.
It's very upsetting to me that they really call the shots in small businesses. If we, you know, shut down for no reason for a couple of days, we would lose so much business.
Alan Schreiber is with the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio and was part of the working group that reviewed the blackout report. Schreiber says Ohio will demand that First Energy file a mitigation plan describing how it will upgrade its software and operator training. But he concedes that even mandatory regulatory standards being considered as part of the energy bill won't necessarily mean fines for First Energy or require it to upgrade its computer systems. Meanwhile, the company's denial of most of the blackout responsibility may stem in part from its desire to maintain its stock price while warding off possible future litigation. At least one class action suit has already been filed against First Energy, seeking damages for the billions lost during the power outage. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Cleveland.